A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its round. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labored. There is nothing one can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear satisfied with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of those of old. Nor of those to come will there be any resemblance among those who come after them. The word of the Lord. I have chosen for reflection today this first reading, partly because it's challenging to us as Christian people, partly because it's intriguing and fascinating. And in some ways, it strikes me as an excellent text for something like Buddhist-Christian dialogue. Also, much can depend upon one's age. I remember reading this text years ago as a young man, thinking of it as pessimistic, and in so many ways, setting aside all that we wanted to work for in terms of the transformation of the world. But now I find in the text great wisdom. Perhaps it's a wisdom that simply comes with age, because some of what the text says can only be experienced over a period of time, as one has seen in one's own life. Generations come or generations go. Movements come and movements go. Perhaps we should begin by just saying we need to put everything in perspective. We can over-exaggerate the importance of something. We can give it a significance that it ought not have. It's a question of putting things in perspective. And from that point of view, almost in accord with the Buddhist doctrine of impermanence, the teaching that nothing is in the end permanent, the awareness of the emptiness of things, that there is no inherent existence in the end in anything, that all is in some way fleeting, passing. From our Christian perspective, we might say finite, fragile, contingent. All is vanity when we attribute to something a permanence, a depth that it does not have or does not deserve. Indeed, how often in our own lives do we not at times become discouraged because that to which we've given so much attention, that which we've worked to build up, has passed away. It's again the same sense that one will find later, that there's a time for sowing, a time for reaping, a time for laughing, a time for tears, a time for everything under the sun. So as one reads this text, rather than becoming pessimistic, it allows us to stand back take a look at the wisdom contained therein, and we begin to see that we are all, everything, including ourselves, part of a bigger whole, that we are but parts of a bigger picture, that in and of itself, our generation, our period of history, our region of the world, my own life at this time, the particular joys or sorrows that I may be experiencing, that all these are but parts of a bigger whole, a bigger picture. And although there clearly are in this finite world some things that are new, from another perspective, how new is it? There really is nothing that new under the sun. What has led me then to see in the wisdom of this text a pointer in the direction of God, even though Koheleth does not speak here of God, is that the bigger picture of which we are a part helps us to realize that it's not about us. It's not simply what I do, nor is it my current perspective, but that in the end, I am but an instrument of the universe. The universe flows through me and uses me, and that in the end, I need to let God be God. It is now not I, but the Spirit who speaks through me. Or with Paul, it is now not I, but Christ. It is now not the universe. It is not you and I. But we must learn the lesson to let God be God. All lies in the hands of God. And without that realization, that insight, that perspective, then yes, all is vanity. And our labors do not profit. But once we see everything from the vantage point of the eyes of God, then there remains meaning. But the wisdom of Koheleth is that he sees deeper to the fragility, the impermanence, the emptiness, we might say, of so many passing things that really are not worthy of the significance that we might ordinarily give them. That which is deserving of our attentiveness is truly that which does endure, namely God.